Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 243.
All right, we're getting ready for New Year 2009, about 5 minutes from now. We're here at Christian Romeo's, and we're having fun. There's about 30 people here, 30 or 40 people, I think. And I'm here with Mike. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Okay. So we're having fun. I'm not drinking, except for the champagne.
And the vodka.
I did have vodka.
And the beer.
Yeah, I had a beer. No, it's just a sip of beer. I didn't do anything.
That's all it takes for you.
No. Yeah, we're just waiting. About 5 minutes more. We'll be in 2009. And 1 second.
And 1 second.
Okay. Cool. So lots of food here. All right. Next will be countdown. The countdown. Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of Bear Podcast for 2009. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome, everyone. And yeah, it's our first episode, so what do we do on the first episode? Actually, what we skipped, Ray, last week.
I feel like a virgin.
Really?
It's all new.
It's all new. Everything's all new. Beginning. A new
but
beginning.
He said he feels like a virgin, too.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's a new beginning right now because it's I don't know, what am I talking about? New beginning. But yeah, it's a new year. Thank you for supporting us. We've been going on since 2005, and it's always good to continue on. It's 2009 now. Any New Year's resolution for you, Ray?
Nope, I didn't want to set myself up for failure at the beginning of the year. So
really, I don't believe in that either. Just if you need to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. How about some weekend updates, Ray? Weekend updates.
Weekend updates.
What happened to you?
It has been nonstop for me ever since Christmas. So went out Friday night, hung around kind of with some friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. Did that. Had to get up and do some work on. Worked pretty much 12 hours on Saturday. Got up Sunday and had dim sum with you guys.
Oh, yes. Dim sum. Mm-hmm.
Then had the beer bust and turned into a big old quivering pussy at the beer bust because I couldn't get the courage up to go ask the little cute chaser guy out to go to dinner with me that night. I was such a wuss. Such a wuss.
That's why you only need the trick card. Do you have your trick card now? Here's your trick cards.
Well, I didn't have any. Well, he has my number. I don't think he realizes it because I gave him one of my business cards. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody else gave him one of my business cards, and it has mine and Julio's information on it. So I don't think he put the two and two together. So
I see.
Who knows? I don't know. So,
but you know what? But after that, you guys. Well, we had to leave during the beer bust because I was really starving. The guys were really starving. We came back. You guys were going leaving just to eat also, so.
Well, I was sitting there hanging out trying to get the nerve up to go ask, his name was Patrick, to go have dinner with me, and I couldn't because he was standing in with this group of kind of queenie guys.
Okay.
And I was scared that to get shot down in front of them because I couldn't, my ego wouldn't let me, my emotional state and ego would not let me deal with the being shot down if it happened.
You know, I should have been there. You should have told me, and then I could have introduced you. I'll pull you in and then talk to the guy. Hey.
Well, see, I talked to him earlier. I mean, we were out there talking about the bears and everything, and then this crew, you know, and then this crew just come up there and just kind of took over the whole area.
The posse. They were cock-blocking you.
And I was being cock-blocked big time. So, mm-hmm. and And I just couldn't work my way back in over there because it was time to break the bar down and stuff like that. So he's here for 4 months. We'll see. Hopefully, we're meant to meet. We'll meet. So
okay, cool. That's cool. That's good. Well, New Year for me was really uneventful. Well, as New Year is actually my birthday, and we really didn't do anything that night. We just watched a movie that night. We'll talk about a movie that we watched. It's called Slumdog Millionaire. That's what we watched that evening. But then on Friday, after doing a lot of stuff at home, Mike told me, let's go to Raging Cajun. Let's go to Raging Cajun before we go to bowling. Okay, so that's what we did. And I didn't know you guys are going to be there. It was kind of surprising for me, just like last year. I didn't know that you guys were planning to.
Yeah, and this is what Mike told me when y'all got there. He said that you said, "Oh, look, John and Palima are here. Let's go in there and surprise them."
I'm so gullible. Yeah, John and Palima are there. I can see their cars when they went in. Oh, you guys are here, and then surprise. Okay, so it was a good one. It was a good group. It's low key, just like what Mike said. Low key. I really didn't want to have any kind of a big party or anything. I just wanted to have some.
Well, it was actually okay until one of your guests brought the weird guy.
Yeah, there's a weird guy. I don't think we can talk about it.
We can't talk about it. We could just say he was kind of interesting and kind of odd.
Very odd. Very major. Yeah, I don't want to say anymore. It's kind of very odd. Well, he's your friend who brought that friend, so, right?
Well, my friend has no social cooth and does not realize that when you get invited to birthday parties, you're not supposed to invite people you're just meeting along to go with you because you don't know how they're going to act or embarrass you or act crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But it was a fun evening anyway, so it's okay.
Because they invited this person and they got there and realized they were crazy and completely ignored them the rest of the night, and the rest of us had to deal with it.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's a good thing he didn't go with us for bowling, which is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So that's pretty much what we did. Mike left yesterday. He went back to New Orleans already. So I feel lonely again. Mm. It was great having Mike here, having your husband with you during the holidays, and I always look forward to Christmas because Mike gets to stay for about 2 weeks in our house, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had my husbitch with me for Christmas, so.
Husbitch.
Peter.
Peter. Mm-hmm.
He was my surrogate husband bitch while we were in California.
Oh, that's right. Oh, how was that? Tell us about that. Yeah, we talked about it last week, right? Yeah, you guys were in San Diego. With Carl. Yes, so shout out Carl. Might be listening to this. We have a slight technical difficulty. Wow, what a way to start the year 2009. There was on Ray's side, there's a interference, I think. What happened to you, Ray? The internet just died? That's just what happened?
Comcast just died. Welcome to living in Houston with Comcast.
I see. All right, so
like this all the time over here. Over here on the hood line, it always just dies on you, especially when you really need it. So,
Yeah. So we shifted to not Skyping, but it's still Skyping, but they're calling Ray now on this phone. I hope there are no people calling. Okay. So as we were saying, that's pretty bad. I'm really sorry you lost your internet. Okay, let's do the 2008 review, which we usually do every year. We do a review of 2008 or whatever the year, but you usually do it on the last episode. But on episode 242, we just had to have John Gaylifter.
Your powerlifting gay bear.
Yes, we just had to have him. It's the only time he's available, so we had to have him in the show. So we had episode 242 with John. And hopefully very soon we're going to release the video. Maybe tomorrow. Within this week. Yeah, within this week. I'm just saying that it should be out this week. Okay, so let's do the 2008 review. Let's go back to episode 177. It's episode Nard, Ray, and Dr. John, where we discuss gay relationships. Remember that time?
Yeah, Dr. John.
Yeah, so what's up with Dr. John lately? Have you been hearing from him?
Oh, no, I hadn't talked to Dr. John. I hadn't run into Dr. John or his partner, John, in a while. Mm-hmm. We usually were running into each other, but things just kind of hadn't had, fate just hadn't put us in together with each other again. Maybe we need to try, maybe I need to try to contact him so we can set him up for Valentine's again.
Yeah, we could probably do that. People really enjoyed that show. We had a lot of comments, people saying that, oh, it's like a Dr. Phil of of the gays. But it's pretty cool.
I'll see if I can get in touch with him so I can, if we can get him set up, maybe we can have like an email Dr. John show.
Yeah, we can do that. Ask Dr. John. Yeah, let's have him in the show maybe soon, within this, within in the next few episodes. We'll see. We'll see. Because it's only available on Saturday, so we can contact him somehow. Okay, episode 183, live at Louis 2008. Yeah, that's we recorded from Louis.
Oh.
Remember that?
A hose.
Okay. Yeah, we were there. I didn't see a lot of debauchery or any.
Oh,
did you see a lot
there? Mm-hmm. There was a lot there.
I enjoyed the year before. There was a lot of you know, a lot of pinning. It's a lot of Texas pinning more last year than the year before than the one last March. So Louis 2008 happens a week after Mardi Gras. And if you guys listening to this, come over to Houston and check out Louis. You can go to louisweekend.com and check out the schedule this coming
month. That's right. 2 months away.
2 months away? Is it 2 months away? Yeah, good. All right. The next episode is some of the highlights. Yeah, like we're just going through the years, okay? And the episode numbers. Episode 187, 188, The Chaser Show with Nard, Ray, Johnny, Jeffrey, and Ryan from Toronto.
Ryan. Another one I hadn't heard from in a while. He just kind of disappeared on us.
Yeah, he disappeared. I don't know why. What's up with that guy?
Maybe he got married or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens. People, when they get married, they get out of, they disappear.
Yeah, oh. I remember that time pretty clearly because that's when Carl first contacted me, because I think he listened to the Chaser Show and was talking about how funny it was. And
oh, really?
Because on that show we talked about, you know, how chasers get treated when you go to a run and stuff like that and everything. And which is funny because we were having that discussion today about him flying to Dallas and coming to TBLU, but about that same time frame that we met him. So
yeah, we should. Yeah, I was chatting with him. I hope he comes. I hope he come over to TBRU. Okay, so that's Ryan. I miss Ryan. I haven't heard from him. So Ryan, if you're listening,
maybe Ryan comes down to TBRU.
Maybe he can go. Yeah, that's right. We have a Chaser show there. Okay, next episode of our podcast, 193, live at TBRU 13, Cirque du Urs. Yeah, we did the live show there, but the internet
early,
was really
early
bad.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, never, let's not do that anymore. Doing morning shows is really bad, and I don't think people want to watch that, but hopefully this coming TBRU, we can do something more afternoon. And I think Shannon's going to join us. So I was talking to Shannon. He said he was asking if we're going to do a show in TBRU. We're planning to. We have to ask if we can get a room there or something, or a space that the same way we did last TBRU, and maybe record from there. Yeah, so yeah, Shannon's going to join us. Also, episode 194 was live at TBRU with Jason from B-Talk. It's the first time I've seen Jason. He was I remember that. Yeah. He joined us, and he was really very woofy, and as usual, very that distinct laugh he has, and it's pretty funny. And we also have a video that we posted about that. We still haven't. There's a lot still footage that we haven't posted in that one. But anyway, okay. So the next one is episode 200. It's our 200th episode, and we also had a video. We did a live show. We did a live show using Planet Bear. Oh, wait, Tube Bear. We were using Tube Bear. Yeah. And we had about 15, 16 callers that people left voice messages. That was awesome. There were so many people who called in. That's the most we've ever had so far. And yeah, it was fun. That's episode 200.
I want to back it up one to episode 199 because that was our first Chaser show with Carl.
Oh, was it the first Chaser show? Okay.
Yep, 199. So, yep.
Oh, wait, the first Chaser show was with Johnny and...
the first one that Carl was
with. Carl with, yeah, that's right. Is it 199? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time ago. And then we did another live podcast in Galveston at Bear Watch, episode 206.
Bear Watch. With the pit of foam.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget that foam party. we're going to have that still this coming Bear Watch, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Okay, next is Father's Day Special, 211 and 212. The first one was with Gary and Andrew. They just had a baby.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were just so ecstatic having co-parenting with a lesbian couple, Gary and Andrew. I don't know which one is the donor. I think Andrew was the donor then. But yeah, it was a turkey baster situation, and it worked well. And we have baby Adrian now. Yay! And then a week after that, we had Miguel and Step.
Yep.
Yes, they joined us.
I talked to Steve the other day, and they have still not been able to adopt children yet.
Is it just a matter of time? It's hard for gay couples to.
It's hard for gay couples to adopt. Mm-hmm. I told Steve, my other friends that did this, they went through the same thing where they kept giving them kids, taking away, and it's, I'm sure it's heart wrenching. So.
Yeah, I bet. That's really sad. Anyway, so on with the next episode, 215, with Chris Knight, the son of Scarface. It's Chris Capone. It's actually Chris Knight Capone. And yeah, the grandson of Al Capone. It was bizarre having him in the show because, I was kind of afraid we might get capped or something. Yeah. That's kind of scared me. But no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was nice to have him in the show. And he had a book and everything, so we talked about that. So that's episode 215. Next was episode 218, the interview with Dan Hunt, Baron the Movie.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, we had him in the show, and we talked about Baron the Movie, and it was shown in Logo.
Yeah,
that was around August, I think. Yeah, so Baron the Movie was in Logo, and they're pretty much highlighting, following people, about four people, and how they relate to the their community. One was a contestant, a cub contestant who won a contest in one of the IBR. Events, I think, and there's a gay couple, a bear couple who's been active at the Albany area, and we had Michael, who was a trans bear. Remember the trans bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Michael.
He's from here in Houston.
Yeah, he lives around. He used to live here in Texas, and he moved to Vermont. He lives in Vermont now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next one. Episode
219 is the next big one for me.
Yeah, what was it?
The Comic-Con recap.
Oh, is it the Comic-Con recap? Oh, okay.
Yep, and then right after that, we did all the Comic-Con videos.
Oh, there's a lot. Well, there's a lot between that. The Chaser show and everything. Oh, wait. There's one before that. 221. 221, I was in Manila. So 219 and 220, that's what the Chaser show in the Comic-Con, and some video podcasts you guys made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you were at Bigger Manila.
I was with Bigger Manila in the Philippines. Yeah, it's the first podcast I've ever done in the Philippines with the bear group in the Philippines. Yeah, it's a chub group. They don't like the term bear that much. They would rather be chubs. So whenever it's either a chaser or a chub, they're in in Manila. So yeah, beginnermanila.org. I got together with them. It's awesome. I still have to post some videos from that. I keep forgetting. Okay. Sudden Decadence. Episode 224. Yeah, we were...
The Exodus.
Yeah, the Exodus. New Orleans evacuation. It's a short Sudden Decadence event because we were there Friday and not even 10 hours we were told to evacuate. So people are get out of the town, get out of the city. And many did. And that's the longest we've ever been. We drove about 10 hours going back to Houston. That was really fun. It's fun if you're with people, but if you're alone, that would suck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then episode 227, we were with Michael, the trans bear from Bear and the Movie. He joined us, and that was awesome because he was featured in Bear and the Movie, and he joined us. He's a pretty cool guy. Yeah, like Ray said, he's actually from Texas, and now he lives in Vermont. He's a good friend with one of our chaser friend, Jeff. So. Jeffrey, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then episode 231 was an in-studio recording with Wayne and Carl, Chaser Show. That's when Carl visited us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a few more to go, Hoy. A few more to go. 235, it's the Texas Prop 8 protests. Yeah, we did that. Funtime Freddy from the Classic Music Trivia podcast joined us, and it was Texas Prop 8. We were talking about the our experience. Yeah, you were there. You were there at the City Hall too, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, we were there, and people were chanting. People were shouting, chants like equality and equality right now. You know. Fight for your right. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anyway, after that, Texas Renaissance Festival. That was when we were able to get the press pass to get in. And we took videos from there. And we had Mark. Okay, I'm not going to make a mistake this time. Mark, who was the belly dancing bear. And Daniel, who was the... I forgot his name. Godfrey something. One of the characters there. Yeah, it was fun. The next one was a live show with Peter this time with the Chaser Show, episode 239.
Yep. Chaser Christmas Show.
The Chaser Christmas Show. That's right. Yeah, that was fun. And it's the first time we had Julio help us produce. So it's great having Julio to help us in the video. Okay, two more to go. The two last ones that we did was episode 241 with Larry Flick. It was an interview with, he's the guy from, he's the host of Sirius Out Q109 during the morning. His show is
everybody was thinking that we were interviewing Larry Flint.
Larry Flint?
Flick.
He's not Larry Flick. I always thought Larry Flint. Yeah, it's Larry Flick. Yeah, he's a very nice guy. He listens to the show too, so it's awesome. Thank you, Larry. And last episode, of course, of the year was pretty much a good ending for us. Was it's the year ender with John, the gay power lifter, and that was great.
And I'm sure we're gonna get a lot of responses when everybody sees him on the video.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be like, "Woof."
Woo. Okay.
Power lifting anytime, Daddy. Woof.
Uh huh. That's right. Okay, I'd like to. Oh. Let's go to a different topic now. How about talking about the Best of the Bears?
Best of the Bears.
Best of the Bears. Okay, we didn't win. We didn't win the podcast category. B-Talk did. So congratulations, Shannon, Jason, Joel, and Kurt. So you guys did a good job.
Yeah, y'all did a good job. We'll be back next year.
Though. We'll be back next year, yes. We'll get back at you. Okay, so Best Bear website, bearnation.us. Honestly, I haven't visited it. I haven't seen it yet. Best Bear blog, B-Talk. Because they have a lot there. A lot of people posting on their blog. So they got Best Bear blog also on B-Talk. And of course, podcast, under the podcast category, BTalk also won. And best porn site. We're going to just go run through the ones we know here, or the ones we... because the Cubs Out Loud guys want to discuss this next week. But I just wanted to mention, to put the, you know, to put this in. So what else? You don't have a link there, do you? If you go to the Complete Bear. I won't talk about most any of it. Not all of it, I mean. Not all of it. But of course,
I want to know why we hadn't been nominated for Best Bear Performers.
Oh, Best Bear Performer? It's Elijah Black. Oh, wait. What do you mean performers? We were not nominated?
We were not nominated.
We were not. We're not singers.
Well, we still perform. We're podcast superstars.
Yeah, we are. That's right. We're so much of a superstar. Yeah, right. But yeah, Elijah Black. He's a performer. He's the best performer. So congratulations, Elijah Black. He's in Logo right now. He's one of the top 10 there right now, in the music videos. It's really good. Awesome. So, okay. So that's about it. We're just going to brush through the best of the bears. How long are we going on now? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We're only 18 minutes. That's the time. Okay. I sent you an email about... not an email, but I suggested to you something. A new application for your iPhone.
Yes. And I loaded it right before the show started.
Okay.
And that's all I got done with it.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Craigslist for iPhone.
Yeah.
It's called Craig Search on iPhone.
Craig Search. Mm-hmm. Craig Search. So what have you typed so far in there?
Well, nothing. I got it loaded, and then I shut the phone off so it could start the show.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to put it back on so you could call me when you finished the show.
Yeah, I played around with it, and of course, the very first thing I went to is personals and men for men, men seeking men. I just had to check it out. I want to see how it looks like there, and you know, you can filter which ones with the picture the same way you do your searches on Craigslist. You can filter the ones that have pictures. You can do that, and that's what I did. There's a long list. You can see the list, and then there's an iPhone version when you look at it, and then there's an open full view, something like that. There's a button on the right, so you can see the picture. Yeah, it's interesting. Not too many bears. Oh, there are a few bears that posted there. So the one in Houston, the first thing I would look at, of course, is you have to set your city first. So you set up Houston. So. Yeah, so that's our recommendation. iPhone app, go check it out. Craig Search on the iPhone. Okay, so let me see. What do we have here? Oh, I was talking about it last week. Earlier, I mean, we were talking. Last week, we watched Slumdog Millionaire. This is something... Okay, Slumdog Millionaire. It's a good Indian... with a few subtitles, very few. Most of it is in English already. And it's an indie film that's really awesome because although it's rated B+, but for me and Mike, it was really an awesome movie because the way the story is written, it's unique. I've never, you know, it's really a feel-good movie and the twists are good. So I really recommend it if you guys see it on the theater, see it in the theater or wait for it in DVD. Okay, here's a very short description of it. The story of Jamal Malik, an 18-year-old orphan from the slums of Mumbai, who is about to experience the biggest day of his life. With the whole nation watching, he's just one question away from winning a staggering 20 million rupees on India's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But when the show breaks for the night, police arrest him on suspicion of cheating. They thought he was cheating because he was good at it. So good at it. Okay. And, the police arrested him on suspicion of cheating. And how could a street kid know so much? So the story revolves around that. So check it out if you guys are... It's in your theater. Go watch it. It's Slumdog Millionaire. I think it might win an award or something. Maybe. I hope it will because it's a really good movie.
Well, I've heard good reviews about it. Mm-hmm. People talking about it. So.
Yeah. You should check it out. Okay. I want to play an audio here. I don't know if you can hear. Let me see if you can. Okay. Did you watch the the countdowns last New Year's Day? Yeah. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Okay. This was on CNN. Okay. Let me play it a little. It's Kathy Griffin.
Now we'll take a short break. I'll go to Bourbon
Shut
Street.
Shut up!
Listen
you
to
know
this.
What? Screw you! I'm working.
I'll be right back.
Why don't you get a job, buddy? You know what? I don't go to your job and knock the dicks out of your mouth.
Be right back.
Why don't you get a job?
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It was that was Kathy Griffin.
What was she doing?
On CNN, he was hosting. He was hosting I forgot the other guy's name. New Year's Eve live, CNN. Okay. And, yeah, let me hear that again.
Screw you! I'm working!
I'll be right back.
Why don't you get a job, buddy? You know what? I don't go to your job and knock the dicks out of your mouth.
Who is she talking to? Anderson Cooper?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Can you believe that? This is on air. But I just found it funny that she would say that on air. Yeah, I know. Jeez. This audio has been played around already in other podcasts. It's just that I just have to play it. I planned to play it last week, I planned to play it today, but many have played it already. But it's just a funny audio that I heard. She still thinks she's in the show. Well, I guess that's how she rolls. That's how much she rolls. Okay. Yeah. Where were you? You didn't join us. We were at Chris Sachs.
I was Chris having Brown. A nice, quiet evening at home with a date.
Okay.
We were watching X-Men, and then we switched out right before midnight, and we watched The Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
That's about it. Okay. Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
When I started the podcast a couple of years ago, what I do during Woof, what a bear section of the show is to feature a person online who's got an online profile, and then it kind of evolved to having people like musicians, performers, and that comes along. Yeah, so in this case, I'm gonna go back to that. We'd like to feature, you know, a bear profile once in a while. Or actually, what Ray was suggesting is to have a Wolf or the Chaser. Just to. Yeah, for those chaser admiring bears, I don't know. So okay, let's go to XTube. This is gonna go right through it because this is something that I saw, and this is something very interesting when I surf on XTube. So I go to the users and look for Jackie Paul. I was surfing around. How do you do your XTube searches? Okay, this is what I do. When I go log in the XTube, I go in and in the search term, I type bear. And then I click on the date added. So I would, date added the link. So I would see the latest ones that were posted. So that's how I do it. Anyway, so one of the profiles there is Jackie Paul. Jackie Paul, maybe if you've seen it online there, if you're an XTube fan. What he does, he's actually taking videos of himself giving a BJ at glory holes. Mm-hmm. So there are dozens. How many? No, there's a dozen of them. 15 videos, I think. So he's got these this this camera set up right in front of the glory hole and says, you know, when somebody comes in and says, hey, how's it going? And then proceeds to do whatever he wants to do. In fact, there's also some videos that are at different angles, and there was one who joined them. It's really, I should say it's hot. So if you come across XTube this evening, whatever, just check it out, Jackie Paul. Now it's time for some bear vents. Polar Bear Weekend in Granville, California, January 15. Polar Bear Weekend is for gay men of all types in the bear community. Polar bears can refer to a guy who has white or salt and pepper hair. Everybody knows that, I guess. Or who is older. Historically, Polar Bear Weekend was intended largely for these types of guys and their admirers. And Polar Bear Weekend welcomes these men to return once again. But we also encourage a new generation of gay and bi men to discover Polar Bear Weekend. Men of colors, shapes, and ages. Awesome. So, the proceeds from this event will benefit the 2009 Harrison Charities Team Bear, the River Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and the World Wildlife Fund's efforts to save the polar bears. Awesome. So, okay. So, check them out. The website is polarbearweekend.org. Next is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, in January 25. It's called Beef Dip 2009. This year's event will take place from January 25th to February 1st in a sunny Puerto Vallarta. We have planned exciting events for the week and have worked close with our travel partners, of course, to arrange for affordable air and hotel fares. You know what? That's been expensive lately. Gosh, you know, going to Manila, it costs $1,700. And it's just crazy. Anyway, yeah, all these airline fees are just going crazy. But anyway, if you want to go to Mexico, this would be a good event. So as always, we recommend that you book early and that all dog tags are purchased in advance. Okay, so please check out beefdip.com for more info. Okay, here is music from BVG Music from Barry. So he's from Houston, and his song's called Kinetic. We'll be right back. Okay, let's talk about 2009.
Let's hope 2009 got a hell of a lot better than 2008 was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But,
well, for me personally, I don't know about anybody else.
I know.
Anybody else had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them talking on the news today, on the radio today, that for straight guys, 2009 is going to be a great year because supposedly women are in a better position this year, so they're going to feel more empowerment and they're going to want to have sex more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so guys are going to get laid more this year. Well, at least the straight ones are.
The straight ones. Hmm.
Yeah, a single over 40 gay ones ain't got a damn chance.
Oh, well. Oh, well, I sure hope so, 2009. Well, let me see. This year, what do you hope for this year, Ray? Besides...
I hope that I have a good year. I have a healthy year. I have all my family stays good and well, and all my friends the same thing. And my business that I'm working on kicks off and kicks butt, and I can actually make a living at it. So,
mm-hmm.
And then end up working with a friend of mine. So,
yep,
that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, 2009 seems to be a. It's so uncertain for me. We do have a lot of travels, but I don't know. I can't say anything really for sure right now. All I can say is there's a lot of things that's going to happen, like traveling. And I hope to...
Yeah.
Well, I do hope this podcast, you know, get more listeners and Mike and I can spend more time in traveling because... Yeah, that's how.
Why don't you guys can spend more time together? Because you know it's hard to have a long distance relationship.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard, but we make do. Well, let me see. I like I said earlier, every Christmas I always look forward to it because he's going to be staying with us, in Houston most of the time. But in sometime in the summer, Mike and I are going to do a drive. We were planning to go to the East Coast this time and drive around and probably meet people. Probably I'll podcast from there. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll call you up.
We're in a camper and we're in an RV and drive around the U.S.
Yeah. No, I just got to drive around in my car. That's about it. That's why I got the Honda, so it's got enough space in the back, so... To travel around, but yeah, this coming year it's gonna be a somewhat of a bear run year. We haven't been too much this 2008, but I do plan. Oh, there's our plan. Okay, you and I, Ray, are planning to go to TBRU, right? Have you registered? I haven't registered, so
not yet. I'm hoping to register after next week, before the end of the month.
I see. Okay, I have to do that in this week or sometime very soon, and. Yeah, I plan to do that. Like I said, Shannon's gonna go from B Talk, so I invited him. Maybe he can join us on the podcast. That would be awesome. And what else? That and Bear Pride. I was talking to Mike about it because I've always wanted to go to Chicago. I've gone there. I've been to Chicago because of a wedding with a friend, but we really didn't go to the gay area. And I love going to different cities with Mike. Whenever we, because he's been there before, he's been to Chicago a lot before and seen the gay area. And I hope he could be there for a couple of days. Not necessarily do a lot of the bear run stuff, bear pride stuff, but we like to go around the city, Chicago. Yeah, I think that's around Memorial Day. Oh, that's a week after Bear Watch, right?
Yep.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to do. Yeah. I have to force Mike. And, of course, as usual, if we're going to be there, probably for a podcast again. You know me, I'm a podcast whore. Okay.
Are you going to go to Comic-Con this year?
Yes. Oh, see, that's another plan. That's another plan. I have to go. I have to go with you guys. I really, really want to go to San Diego. I've never been to San Diego before. And that's what I want to experience. I want to see a real big cock. No, a real big Comic-Con or a con or... I've never been, so we'll see. That's in July or August? When is it?
July, end of July.
In July, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's you're planning. Yeah, do we have to book now? We have to book now, right?
We'll have to book pretty soon. I got to talk to Carl and figure out what we're going to do. All right. How we're going to do it.
Are we going to?
He's going to work on something.
We're going to do it. Stuff. Yeah. You should get some of the
research and get it going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's do some comments. Some comments. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to do them.
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, we have one from East Bay Jim. Yes, from Jim. I guess he's from the East Bay. Okay, so, hey, Narden Ray, just taking a minute to wish you and your families and loved ones a happy new year. Thank you for doing the podcast. Best of luck, Jim. Thank you very much, Jim. I don't know what city he's from.
Thanks, Jim.
And, okay, I also need to do a shout-out to Gary. Gary from Erie. He sent us a holiday card. It came in after we already did the other show. So
is this the same Gary that won the
artwork? I hope he got it already.
Gary, email us, let us know if you got it. You should have gotten it by now.
Yeah, he should have. So Gary, shout out, thanks for sending in a holiday card. Okay, so a few more shout outs. Let me see. A shout out to Brian from Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Yeah, so Brian just moved there. He's doing the Ox Populi podcast, but he keeps moving around. Brian, if you're listening to this, stop moving around. Yeah, he's in Las Vegas right now. And Marvin in Seattle, he also greeted me a happy birthday because it's New Year is my birthday. And also Roy, and Excalibur Roy. Thanks, Roy and Marvin, for the greeting. And really appreciate it. And those people in the Twitter for all the greeting. And thank you. And, Mike from Virginia. Thank you for the birthday greetings from last week. Okay. I guess that's it. Anything else that you want to add for this episode? Anything else you want to cover? Anything you want to... Any questions?
Maybe we need to start doing Wolf What a Chaser this year.
Wolf What a Chaser. Actually, I have a Wolf What a Bear, Wolf What a Chaser. We should probably do that on a Chaser show. And we have people lined up for Chaser for on the Chaser show. Not necessarily a Chaser, but some Cubs and people who have been who are very active in the bear community. Other Chasers who are also in the bear community. I've been talking to Jeff about it, and he's been telling me about some people that are we can have in the show. So we'll probably do that in a couple of weeks. What do you think, Ray?
Cool.
Sounds
good to me.
All right. So thank you guys for listening. Wow, Happy New Year. And I hope you guys didn't get too drunk. And how was your Monday, by the way, Ray, before I go on, before we close? How was your first work day of the year?
Well, I had to work on the Friday of the year, so...
On the second.
On the second, so, it was slow. And then we come back Monday today, and it's, it was kind of dead because people just coming back and everything getting set up. So, it'll be slow for a couple weeks, and then it'll pick back up for us.
Yeah. Monday for me, it's really dragging. Gosh. I really... Because I pretty much had a four-day weekend, so... I miss the vacations. I really love the Christmas season or the end of the year. It's really low-key and really just a relaxing time of the year. But now we're back to work. You guys, I hope you guys are having a good year. And New Year's resolution, tell us your New Year's resolution for the year. Do you believe in it? Maybe I'll do a post or something, a poll or something about New Year's resolution if you guys believe in it. Or do you have one right now or whatever? If I get the chance, we'll see. And this year, what we plan to do, by the way, Ray, we should start writing, writing on the podcast website, because we've been dedicating the Bear Podcast website as a really just a podcast site. I think it's about time we do blog posts or some reactions and stuff like that. So, people who are listening who also visit the website can react or give us some feedback and some topics that we can talk about on the show. So something different.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you can, if you have something like a sci-fi thing, Ray, or a reaction to something, something you've watched or a YouTube video or whatever. Yeah, we can talk about it. You can probably post a blog about it. I'm in the process of upgrading the website right now, so we'll do that. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Oh, wow. Took a long time. Thank you for listening, and email us at nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Yes. Or you can call us at 206-222-BEAR. That's
206-222-2327. Yes. Yeah. We haven't had a voicemail. Guys, call in. It's the first of the first month of the year. First episode of the year. It'd be nice to have voicemails from you guys.
Show us some love.
Show us some love. Yes. It would be a good birthday gift too for me to send me a voicemail, guys. Okay, visit the website www.bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes, and go to myspace.com/bearpodcast, and if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, so all right, thanks Ray, and I hope you have a good week, Ray, and
all right.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys later, and thank you everyone for listening. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.